Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
Poor soul, spit upon that poor soul.
David Bowie fans should recognize this song. It's a cover of A Small Plot of Land from Bowie's 1995 album, Outside.
And it hit him so.
And this cover has special significance. It's by the Donny McCaslin Group, the featured band on David Bowie's final album, Black Star.
The vibe's left. The fool is dead.
Black Star is nominated for a number of Grammys, including Best Alternative Music Album. The McCaslin Group has their own album, titled Beyond Now. It was released in the fall and influenced by David Bowie. This past August, saxophonist Donny McCaslin joined us in studio to talk about the album. We began by talking about the group's cover of A Small Plot of Land, featuring guest vocalist Jeff Taylor.
The thrill of your life, standing so near to innocent eyes. Oh, dance. Swings through the tunnels and claws his way. He swears like so many.
Donny McCaslin, why'd you choose this song to cover?
I think, in a way, it just touched me when I heard it, and I could hear us doing an adaption that would be interesting. You know, he has such a huge discography, and there's so much to choose from. And, you know, as I was just scanning through things, my producer, David Binney, sent this one over with a few other tunes, and I remember hearing it and just feeling right away like, okay, yeah, this is something we can work with. And I could hear us, hear my voice on this tune and the band doing an interesting adaption. Mm.
So much emotion, which I have to wonder whether and how much a sense of mourning played into your selection of the songs because of what had happened to David Bowie.
Yeah, it's you know, tough for me to talk about, but especially...
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Especially Warsawa, because we were about to play a week-long engagement at Village Vanguard in January. I think this was the third week of January. And, you know, everything had just happened, and it was such a difficult time emotionally. And we were talking about wanting to pay tribute to David. What was the best way to do it? What would feel appropriate? And Jason Lindner, our keyboard player, suggested Warsawa, and we played it at the sound check, and then we ended up playing it every set of the week, every set of that week, and it just felt like it felt emotionally cathartic to have that song to funnel all these feelings through. Mm. So that was the beginning, and that was the one they said, well, you know, would love to record this, record our version of it. And then that led to A Small Plot of Land. And then the overall thing with the record, even as I started writing the music in the summer, a lot of the music from Black Star and David's music was kind of running in my mind. And he was just an exceptional person and artist. And making Black Star and working with him was a profound experience for me and the band. So I wanted to just pay tribute to him.
Right. Now, the title track of your album is also inspired by a song of Bowie's that you recorded, right, during
yes.
the Black Star sessions, but it didn't make it.
Yeah. Right? I mean, David, he wrote a lot of great songs for Black Star that didn't make the record, and this was one of them. I don't know what the title is, but it was one of the first songs he sent me, and just very strong. And it was actually the first tune that we recorded when we started working on Black Star. So again, I was just sitting at the piano, and that was running through my... A couple of the general themes of that song was running through my head, and I tried to let that be a foundation for my song.
Mm. How did you meet David Bowie?
Well, it was through Maria Schneider, mm. who I've played with for many years, and she was collaborating with David on a song called Sue, on a version of that with her big band, which I'm a part of. And when she was meeting with him, she suggested to him that he do something with me. And she played him a record of mine called Casting for Gravity. And that's sort of what started it, evidently. I think she suggested it again, and then she brought David down to hear us play at the 55 Bar, this little club in New York City. And it was about a week after that where I met him for the first time at the first rehearsal for Sue, which was just a stripped-down version of Maria's band. It was Mark Giuliana, actually, the drummer from my group, who I'd recommended to Maria for this, and Jay Anderson, Ryan Keverly, myself, David, Maria, and Tony Visconti, David's longtime producer. So that's where we met for the first time. We started talking, and he asked me for my email address, which seems funny to us, you know. But it was, you know.
Were you shocked?
I mean, I had an inkling because Maria had been telling me about their conversation. So I had an inkling that that something might happen. But still, it seemed surreal to be meeting him and everything. But he was so wonderful and so present when we were together. And, you know, even though he was this icon and major star, you know, you just felt really at ease with him. Hmm. Just a wonderful person.
Well, I want to make sure we get a little bit of music in. Let's play a little bit of the saxophone from David Bowie's Black Star. Let's listen. Very nice. Very nice. Donnie McCaslin, tell us about that collaboration process and how the saxophone solo. What were you thinking when this was happening?
Well, I think I was really trying to immerse myself in his music. And he had sent me demos before the Black Star sessions. And I just felt like I didn't really know what to expect in the studio. I worked with him on Maria's song, but Maria was conducting that session. It was with her big band. It was what I was used to. So I didn't know sort of how things would go. So I just tried to really know every song as deeply as I could, and then was trying to play from that place of knowing the song and trying to serve the music, I guess you would say. He was very passionate, and he sang with a lot of conviction. And I know that emotion was inspiring me to play. And that's, I think, kind of one of the things that I go to as a musician is going for emotional expression. And so I felt, you know, in my group, a lot of what we do as improvisers is feed ideas off each other, and there's a lot of conversational stuff happening. And he stepped right into that. And we were doing it now within the framework of his songs, but he really participated in that. As we were throwing ideas to each other, he was also, you know, pushing us and stuff. So it was really fun. Mm. You know, it was really, really inspiring. So I guess I remember when we played that, I think that was the first take of that song, and I was just kind of thinking about the song. And not trying to come in with an agenda of like, well, I've practiced this and I can do this on the saxophone and I can play this. I tried to let go of all of that and just be in the moment, the way that I saw him being in the moment as an artist. Mm. And I just wanted to just play the music that was presented to me.
Was it difficult at all when you were working with him to sort of try to maintain your own voice? You know what I mean? But he could be easily overshadowed by a David Bowie, and it sounds like he didn't want that to happen, but how do you sort of make sure it doesn't?
Right? Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing was it was my band, and we have so much history together going into that that helped. It wasn't like I was just a hired gun coming in to play a couple solos. Mm-hmm. You know, it was this group, and we know each other. We played, we traveled together. So we have our language already coming into that, and I think that really helped. And then also David was really, couldn't have been more open to any suggestion I might have or anything I wanted to try. He set the environment at the very beginning of like, let's just go for this. Let's see what happens. Let's not worry about what, style of music this is. Let's have a good time and let's do this. So I think it was a combination of those factors. I felt pretty at ease. Mm. And felt like I could express myself. On some of the songs I had orchestrated some of the horn parts with different woodwinds that I play and added little things, and he was totally open to it, and as was Tony. And I think as we went on day by day and seeing how happy they were with what we were doing, that was also a sense of affirmation of like, yeah, this is cool. They're into it. Like, great.
Right.
Just gonna go for it.
How do you think all of that's affected this new album?
Well, it's the relationships deepened in my band because of Black Star, just musically and because of everything that happened. So I think that's one thing that has really affected the new record, is just this deeper sense of connection within the band, deeper sense of interplay. I think in terms of the songs that I wrote, just on a deeper level in terms of giving the guys room to express themselves, better songs. And again, I just think because of everything that happened, this record, there's a sense of emotional catharsis about it when we were making it. And I wanted it to reflect the feelings of everything that had happened. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to do that.
Hmm. I want to listen to a little bit more of Black Star. This is the track Lazarus, and I think it's a good example of some jazz influence here. Mm-hmm. Let's listen.
This way or no way.
That's the song Lazarus from David Bowie's final album, Black Star, featuring the Donny McCaslin Group. Donny McCaslin, when you hear these songs now, when you hear this album, do you have a greater appreciation? What does it feel like now that it's all together?
I feel like it was a really special experience that'll stay with me for the rest of my life. And hearing the record is I'm really proud of the way it sounds. I'm proud to be a part of it, and I marvel at his vision for putting these songs together, the way he wrote these songs. I'm grateful to him for entrusting us, with being a part of it. It was just tremendous. I mean, I don't listen to the album a lot because of all the feelings involved, but when I do, I really enjoy it, and I think he sounds so great on it. Mm. And the lyrics are so profound.
Did you have any idea he was that ill?
It's something that I don't talk about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you hope to do in terms of the future and collaborations in the future?
Well, I'm interested to see, what might happen. I mean, I'm very happy with how Beyond Now turned out. And in the immediate future, there's a lot of touring with that record. And Jeff Taylor, mm-hmm. who sang on A Small Plot of Land, is a great singer, and we're talking about a collaboration, and there might be some other possibilities. So I think I am looking towards, you know, some sort of collaboration with my group, with a vocalist or a group of vocalists, and just see what could happen that way in terms of songwriting. But really, I just am enjoying having the opportunity to play and develop music with my group.
That's saxophonist Donnie McCaslin of the Donnie McCaslin Group. We spoke with him in August. The group's latest album is Beyond Now, and it's dedicated to David Bowie. We'll go out today with the title track from the album. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.